season? Well, it was Christmas, that special time of year. Little folks are waiting for old Santa to appear. The story was told to me, and I feel compelled to tell, just in case you had a doubt, that on angels, on earth they do dwell. A setting, a department store. He just happened to stop by. Thought he might surprise his kids with toys they hadn't spotted. As he was walking up the aisles, a sight did catch his eye. A poor but attractive woman with two children by her side. Each time he would round a corner on his mind would start to stray, there would be this lady and the children in his way. By some strange force he was drawn to follow and closely listen as she explained away their hopes of all the toys that glistened. She placed her arms around those kids with concern and sorrow and said, "This year we're thankful for the tree, now that Daddy's dead. I'll make some Christmas candy and we'll trim the tree up fine and sing the Christmas carols and our gifts, the homemade kind." Well, he wiped his tears and swallowed. He pictured in his mind the Christmas tree at his house and the gifts stacked high and wide. Turned and slowly said, "Excuse me, ma'am. I wonder if you'd mind if I might get these babes a gift just because it's Christmas time." She explained that was not her way, on strangers to depend, but if he insisted, then just one gift each to spend. Took these babies by the hand, and down the aisles they went. The sparkle in those tiny eyes was surely heaven sent. Each was so excited, and they carefully chose their toys, and the mother's heart was lighted by the tears she shed for joy. As he carried the packages to her car, she said in a sweet voice, soft and low, "Tonight God sent his angel by you, sir, here below. And Christmas Day at our house, we'll have a special prayer for the angels just like you, who take the time to care." Yes, those Christmas time angels are much closer than you know. But this one lives at my house, and I do love him so.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep count. just count your blessings instead of sheep. And